Washing plastic waste is hardly a dream job for most young people in Accra. But Solomon Tete and his friends have found hidden opportunities in garbage collection. They call the idea trash for cash. They have an army of waste collectors who scour the streets of Ghana's capital city, riding tricycles that have large containers mounted on the back to help them move sack loads of garbage across Accra every day. After the plastic waste is washed, it's dried and then cut into squares about 10 by 10 centimetres in size. They are then sewn together to make new shopping bags, wallets, pencil cases and other useful products which they hope to sell. The project is about 1 year old, and so far Solomon Tete and his friends haven't made a lot of money from the venture because, as Solomon explains, finding buyers for the bags is a major challenge.
One challenge is to find people who buy our bags, because finding people to buy is quite difficult. It's only foreigners that when they come around, they come to buy from us, and it's quite a challenge because the youth must get money from the bags that they sell.
But his idea and all the daily waste that his collectors find in Accra have taken them out of unemployment. It's something that Solomon's university degree failed to achieve.
Finding employment was quite difficult. So I sat down with some friends and we realised that there's a big opportunity in waste, because we realised that we have a lot of waste littering around the community and the youth are not working. So we decided to organise ourselves and try to see whether we can make some money out of the waste on our streets.
20-year-old Ishmael Lamptey has also benefited from the scheme. Every day, Lamptey collects waste going from house to house on his tricycle. Most days, he's only able to collect two large bags before he has to return to one of the trash for cash collection centres. The bags of plastic waste are weighed on a hanging scale, and if they measure up, Lamptey gets about 5 Ghana cedi in payment for each bag of trash. That's the equivalent of $3 US, or €2.25. Lamptey is happy. His hard work has paid off. He likes the job and he likes the money too. It's helping him save for his future, as he explains.
If I go and collect that plastic waste and I come and buy, I sell it for them, I can get 80 cedi, I can save 2 cedi, I can spend 6 cedi.
There are 40 other collectors who work for Trash for Cash every day. They all use specially converted tricycles, which they buy through a credit scheme in the project. It makes it easier to collect larger quantities of waste. Some of the waste is turned into the products that Trash for Cash makes on its site, the pencil cases and wallets. But huge truckloads of waste are also sold for a good price to companies that use the plastic as a raw material or to be recycled into new products. But that's not all Solomon Tete, the founder of Trash for Cash, is interested in. He's donated over 1,000 plastic waste bins to schools in the community. He's also made it part of his business to educate children about waste and to encourage them to keep their environment clean. This part of the project is helping schools in Accra overcome the challenge of waste management, as Mercy Orbeng Akiofu, head teacher of the Accra Sembe Primary School, explains.
It can be very useful because we don't even have bins in the schools. So last year they brought us 2. In fact, it is helping us a lot to be able to keep the environment clean.
Solomon completes his day's work with a visit to a fertiliser and compost processing plant he now owns. The facility is worth $25,000. It was difficult to raise the money to build the plant, but Solomon received support funding from the local council and NGOs. The plant operates by collecting food waste, much like the Trash for Cash collectors pick up plastic waste from residents around Accra. Once the scraps have been turned into compost, Solomon sells it to local farmers as fertiliser. It's another business that's making him money, while at the same time helping to keep his country clean.
We started not quite long, so we are making something small out of it, but we expect to make it very big when it starts operating at capacity.
Solomon started small about a year ago, but from these humble beginnings, he's kept his eyes on the big picture and plans to expand his business until it's one of the biggest in Ghana. Sam Edmonds, Deutsche Welle Radio.